Now, you've listened to the show. If you've listened to the show long enough, you'll know. Yes, we are, of course, dealing mainly with current affairs, but we deal with almost anything that's in the news cycle. We have, shall we call it, carte blanche, as it were, to talk about whatever is of interest to the public. And of course, some things are of interest to the public, but they don't necessarily, or they are not necessarily in the public interest, if you follow what I mean. And the next issue that I want to deal with this morning is one that I've really tried to stay away from, because I just thought, I cannot imagine living in the center of this storm, because I thought it was smutty, I thought it was gratuitous, and I really thought it was ugly. And then came out this statement on Sunday, and it's and I'm going to read it as it's written. Right of reply, social media allegations made against Basitsana and Romeo Khumalo. And it reads, our marriage and personal lives have been the subject of vicious social media attacks over the past week. We issue this statement in response to those false and defamatory allegations. The allegations allude to a sex tape which does not exist. The source of the allegations is an author whom we have never met, spoken to, or had any dealings with. We can only deduce, for reasons which remain unclear, that the motivation behind these unfounded and salacious rumors was nothing but pure malice and perhaps an attempt by the author to create publicity and boost her book sales. The harm caused on a personal, emotional, and professional level has been immeasurable. Moreover, the malicious spreading of fictitious rumors has caused enormous emotional harm to our children, who we've always tried to keep out of the public spotlight. It has been enormously challenging to remain silent over the past week. Our silence thus far has not been because there is any merit or truth in these allegations, but simply because we've been so deeply shocked and hurt by the salacious content and manner in which it has been recklessly shared and spread. But today is when we break the silence. We feel it is our duty to take a stand, both against the individuals involved in spreading these baseless allegations, and also those all those keyboard warriors who are so swiftly jumping on the bandwagon to share harmful content about others without considering the long-term harm this can cause. We've sought legal counsel and have laid criminal charges of crimen injuria and are applying for protection orders against those responsible. The defamatory content has also been picked up by mainstream media, and we're considering other legal options available, including laying a complaint to the Independent Media Ombudsman. It is our hope that in taking a public stand against this type of malicious and reckless behavior will send a strong message to all those who regularly and carelessly share false and harmful information about others without fact-checking or considering the tremendous harm to be caused on a personal, professional, and reputational level. We would like to thank all those who have stood by us throughout this very challenging period. That's from Basitsana and Romeo Khumalo. We're joined now by social media law expert and the founder of the digital law company, Emma Sadler, in Johannesburg. Emma, good morning to you. As I say, this is a conversation I've really avoided having, because I was just so horrified by the details of what was being spread on social media. And no matter how many times people like you warn us about this kind of behavior, it continues.
Yeah, good morning, Bongani. Thank you for having me. So I think that it's a very interesting one that you've tried to avoid it, because I think that when you're in the eye of the storm, like the Khumalos have been, the decision to actually take action is always a difficult one, because you can have the effect by taking action, by laying charges of crimen injuria, by releasing a press statement, by responding to the allegations. Firstly, of giving credence to the allegations. And as you say, these allegations are just so malicious and salacious and fabricated and untrue, that almost to respond to them gives them more credence than they should ever have. And then, of course, you probably will reach a bigger audience than the original audience, which was, I want to say, a relatively contained audience, but it was extraordinary just how many people were sharing these allegations. So it took them a long time to respond, and I'm so pleased that they have, because despite the fact that it probably means more people find out about the original allegations, I think it's all a question of respect and integrity, and I think the Khumalos have done the right thing.
And it's a question that we all need to ask ourselves, because we share this content, and it's something I've spoken about quite a number of times on this show. Whether we're in WhatsApp groups or, of course, on Twitter and Facebook and the more public platforms. But this idea that we don't take enough responsibility for the harm and the damage we cause to others when we spread this kind of salacious and really harmful rumors. I mean, just give me a sense, because you've spoken to the Khumalos, I expect. Just personally, the idea that You still have to go to school and drop your kids off. You still have to go to work. You still have to go to clients. And this is the information that's circulating about you. I cannot imagine what they've been through.
Yeah, so the Kamalas have three children. I've spoken to Basatsana a lot. I've been giving a lot of advice in this matter. And, you know, she did describe it to me as the worst week of her life. You know, going to school, dropping her children off at school, people looking at her in the car park, thinking that she's involved in all kinds of, I mean, frankly, just ridiculous behavior. And it is that, as I was talking about, do you respond and say this is not true? And then, you know, add credence to the allegations, or do you just hold your head up high? And I think that what the Kamalas have done is a lovely combination of both. But yeah, they really have been through hell. I think that we've all got the right to integrity. We've all got the right to privacy. We've all got the right to good reputations, unimpaired reputations in South Africa. And it's difficult, as you say, you know, it's a very faceless space, these platforms. So when people just share this content without any regard for what it's actually doing for the victims of this kind of crimen and uria, which is when you seriously infringe somebody's dignity, the Kamalas have laid criminal charges of crimen and uria. Yesterday, the Magistrates Court in Randburg handed down protection orders under the Protection from Harassment Act. When it's your own reputation on the line, I mean, I remember Warren Buffett said years ago, it takes 20 years to build a reputation and 5 minutes to ruin it. And I think that, you know, we're all celebrities in the digital age, but the Kamalas are people of utmost respect in the community. They're very involved in the church. They really have impeccable reputations. And to be the victims of this kind of content has really caused immeasurable harm.
All right. We'll leave it there with Emma Sadler, social media law expert and the founder of the Digital Law Company.